shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a son. On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, it's the first Saturday of the month. It's the Outdoor Living Hour. That means we are talking farm fresh, and our commodity today is barbecue, which includes just about anything you would put on the grill. But as it relates to beef, it's a great source of iron. 3 ounces of beef, the iron you get out of that. How much spinach would you have to eat?
I think it's like 5 cups.
Three.
Three, okay.
Still more spinach than I want to eat in a day.
Yeah. I know, quinoa is 5 cups. You have to eat 5 cups of quinoa to get the same amount of protein.
As you would in out of beef?
Yeah, 3 ounces of beef.
In America, there's 800,000 American ranchers, and 97% of them are classified as family farms.
Yes.
And we've got Tim Dunn of what?
Well,
of the Arizona State legislation, yeah. Of the Dunn Farms, the Dunn Barbecue.
The Dunn Barbecue. And it's awesome barbecue. So
Tim's done it all.
Tim has done it all. He keeps on doing it. So, Tim, you actually went to training. Where'd you go to learn how to be a competitive barbecuer?
Well, I went to Myron Mixon's cooking school. I'd already been cooking for a couple of years. I went there for my 50th birthday a couple of years ago in December at his place in Georgia. It was a really cool experience. So the nice thing is I'd already had several years under my belt of cooking and understanding stuff. So I was able to take in just some of the neat things that he talks about, you know, changing small things to make a big difference. And so I really enjoyed the class. One of the big things that we learned was how to cook a whole hog, which I was excited.
So have you kind of developed some specialties? Do you prefer beef over pork? And maybe that's not a fair question to ask a barbecuer, but I mean, have you developed something?
It depends. You know, that's a good question. People ask all the time, "What do you like?" It depends. The way I like it all, but we typically cook a lot of steaks if we're cooking for our own personal use. If you're smoking or takes a long time to do something on the overtime. But like last night, we had a pork tenderloin was wrapped in bacon, and put that on the grill. Put some smoked chips underneath it. And so you're really grilling it, but you're having some smoke flavor. So we don't cook a lot of pork that way, but we just kind of change it up. So it just depends on what I'm cooking for, or which crowd I'm cooking for, or which family. I always say you start first with your family and your friends, and then and practice on them.
There you go. So you had made a comment about the school is that some small changes make a big difference. Can you clue? There's some serious barbecuers that I know are listening today. Can you give us some insider tips? At least one.
It depends. It depends. Yeah, it depends on what you're looking at. I think moisture is your friend. Injecting, depending on whatever product you're talking about. But I like to use injections on our pork butts. Injections even on beef chuck if we're rolling doing that. Depending on what you're doing, like I said, if you're grilling or even when I'm grilling on a grill, I'll put some water in a pan to just have more steam inside there to help keep things moist and juicy. So I use a lot of water as accents on the side. And then my smoker has a water pan in it. So you're creating that moisture inside. So it depends on, we can walk through some particular recipe, but once you get to the smokes in the product after a couple hours, and I like to put it and wrap it with moisture in the bottom. So, moisture and tinfoil are good tools to use whenever you're cooking.
And, I need to get you to write an article for our Fill Your Plate blog that Arizona Farm Bureau hosts, because we have had some barbecue articles there. And one of them that I kind of like to highlight, because we did this actually a few years ago, but since May is the month for barbecuing, we always tell our readers that, host a potluck picnic, veg out. A lot of people, sometimes you talk barbecue and you think just about the meat, but it's fun to grill zucchini, bell peppers, onions, potatoes. We talk about in one of the articles too on Fill Your Plate is, make sure your cooking temperatures for your meats are correct, because poultry is different than ground beef, and beef and pork and lamb and veal are a little bit different than the other meats. So we always say, you know, go to fill your plate and find out what those temperatures are. And then also you can go to like arizonabeef.org and they'll explain some cooking methods. But Tim, I think I'm going to have to get you to write for Fill Your Plate. If you can find time after the legislative session is over or something.
We'll make it happen. You just come, we'll go to lunch, and then okay. I'll talk and you write.
That's the way to do it. We'll do it that way. And a lot of times when someone's making a decision, it sounds like you cook for your family the most. When you're making a decision of what you're going to do that night, are you influenced by, you know, Eileen? She's got to be telling you what she wants you to cook tonight, right?
Yes, she usually it's red meat.
Well, tell Eileen hi, because I know she's a great supporter of everything that you do.
She's on the other side of the table listening, so.
Oh, good. Tell her hi. Good. So, all right.
Right now, you know, people don't understand our schedule. We leave on Monday morning. I go to Phoenix for the Capitol, and then come home on Thursday night or Friday morning.
Goodness gracious. Well, we'll talk more about that on our next break.